Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Douglas Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Coming up, be listening. Hughes Holiday Stocking. You have a chance to figure out what is in there today. Yesterday, Frank Sinatra was in the stocking. We'll find out what is in Hughes Holiday Stocking later today.
David Copperfield.
No, that's banned.
That's
after yesterday. I mean, again, guys, yesterday the clues were we found out that the person was dead and they were a musical star. And we got David Copperfield, who is a very alive magician. Checks neither of those boxes. So we'll get to Hughes Holiday Stocking coming up. Be listening for the sound. All right, back to your phone calls to the Eagles. Would you sign up right now for 3-2, or would you roll the dice for the next five games of the season? 3-2, of course, gets us the NFC East and a guaranteed playoff spot. I would sign up for that right now on the spot. Where do you come down? But, Hugh, this weekend, things are about to get pretty heated with the hot stove. So the MLB winter meetings start on Sunday in Orlando. They go from Sunday through Thursday. And, Hugh, every story out there seems to say the first domino that is going to fall on this is Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, it looks like he's the one. And then once he goes, wherever he goes, hopefully back to the Phillies, then everyone else would kind of fall into place after that. So it feels like Schwarber's going to be the first domino. We could get a resolution on this by the end of the winter meetings on Thursday. And now we got to start to figure out what's going to happen here. Are the Phillies going to get this done? Or, Hugh, is someone going to jump in and try to steal this guy? Hugh, where are you at right now in terms of your concern level that Kyle Schwarber is not going to come back?
I was never concerned about it because I don't think he's coming back. I've said that. I've been adamant about that for the last couple of weeks because you waited too long to get this done. He is the absolute hottest free agency. He's the hottest free agent in free agency right now.
Waited too long?
Yeah. Should have got it done during the season.
Well, he means letting him get the free agency.
Yeah, let him get in there. Yeah. But he's not coming back.
Sure.
I don't think he's coming back.
Yeah,
so, I think they're going to throw so much money at him that it's going to be hard for him to come back.
All right, so here's where I'm at. I have some concern because once you get to free agency and once you got a bunch of teams involved, I'm concerned, right? He's been flirting with the hometown team for months. I mean, ever since dad playing catch on the field, which I hated. So the Reds, I think, are more of a threat than other people believe. And then there's the New York Mets that are involved in this thing. So I have some concern. Ultimately, I think the Phillies are going to do exactly what they did with Aaron Nola. They're going to overpay. They're probably going to give too many years. They're probably going to give too much money. And it might be a contract we regret in 3 or 4 years. But I do think he's going to be back as a Philly. So I'll put it this way. My antenna's up as this starts because it feels like he's the one a lot of teams are going after right now. But I do think by Wednesday or Thursday, we're going to get that report from someone, maybe John Heyman or maybe Jim Salisbury, that he is coming back and he's going to be a Philly. Kyle, you worried?
No. No. Like, Kyle Schwarber is going to be a Philly next season, no matter what Ohio Hugh has to say over here.
Okay.
The Reds are not a serious threat. They're not going to pay up.
They're not?
No.
Okay.
No. They're the Reds, dude. Like, they don't have the money. Even if they did, they wouldn't pay it.
What about Cincinnati?
That's the Reds, man.
Cincinnati. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Cincinnati.
I think
he's going home.
No, he's not.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-mm. I guarantee he's going to be a Philly next season.
How much you want to put on it?
Yeah, I can't do the guarantee. Guarantee feels strong.
How much you want to put on it?
$2?
$2.
Okay.
Put your money with Mafia.
Of course.
High roller Douglas.
In a heartbeat. Dude, I'll bet you $4, bud.
Wait a minute. I got to see if I got $4. Let me check my wallet.
He's going to be a Philly. The Mets thing is to drive the price up, kind of like the Braves did with Nola last offseason with the Phillies.
Yeah.
Yep.
I
Bring it, buddy.
Couple things.
$2.
Come
right
on,
there.
Come on, big guy.
$2.
Come on, big guy.
Couple yeah. things.
You know what? When you said you, I was thinking Red Sox. I was thinking Boston.
Well, yeah. Boston could be involved
yeah.
too.
Yeah, so, I was thinking Red Sox
so
when I said that.
I generally yeah. understand where Kyle's going with the Reds. They don't usually play in this pool.
Of course they don't. But, they're not going
but,
to.
But they don't have anything on the books past this year. They have money. Mm-mm. They don't have money like the Phillies or the Dodgers or the Mets or any of that, the Yankees, right? But they have, like, when you only have $30 million in your payroll next year, you have money to spend. So the Reds concern me a little bit. The Mets concern me a lot. For this reason.
Yeah, they got long paper.
That owner is crazy.
Yeah, they got long paper.
Like, the Braves had a walk-away point when the Phillies outbid them.
They're going to make us overpay.
Yeah, well,
But we're going to do it.
I hope you're right. And I think, ultimately, he's going to be back here. Like, my feeling right now is Schwarber will be a Philly next year because I think they're going to prioritize it. But
yeah.
that owner is nuts. I mean, yeah. last year, just think about this for a second. Last year, the Yankees were outbid for a player. That almost never happens for a player
yeah,
they want.
They got bread, too.
Mm. Right, because the Mets owner just said, 750, I'll go to 780. You go to 780, I'll go to 800. And eventually, the Yankees were like, oh, bleep. He's just going to win. And I hope that doesn't happen with Schwarber, but the Mets are on my radar. All right, let's hear from Jim Salisbury here, Philly show, as they discuss Schwarber, where this is going, and what the Phillies... What's that?
Morning show.
Oh, Jim Salisbury from the Philly show on the morning show. Here it is.
Which of these two extremes do you think is more likely? Mm-hmm. That they turn the page on a lot of successful Phillies who are going to get big contracts from someone and are aging. That they turn the page and go younger and not bring all those guys back. Or they bring all those guys back. Which extreme is more likely?
The latter. that they bring guys back. And I don't think they're going to bring them all back. Obviously, you got four prominent free agents. Two of them they really, really want to bring back. That's Schwarber and Realmuto. Ranger, probably going to be a budget cut. And, you know, Bader, they're going to, you know, stay on his market and see what it takes. There's definite interest. But I don't know which way that's going to go. I think they'd be happy to have him back, but they're also going to monitor where his market goes. I think they have a...
Sure.
I don't think they want to go overboard on that. But
Jim,
the big priorities are Realmuto and Schwarber.
All right, so there's Salisbury on the morning show talking about their priorities, where they're going to go, the whole Ranger thing, which they're going to probably let him go, and they'll monitor the Bader market. All right, what about... how far will they go? Are they going to do whatever it takes? We got more from Jim Salisbury here on the morning show talking about doing what it takes to bring back these guys they want to bring back.
I think the Phillies are going to do what it takes, and it's probably going to be an extra year in both cases. Ideally, JT is probably a two-year deal at this stage of his career, like 2 times 15. They got to go 3 to get him off the market, keep him away from Buster Posey. I think John Middleton does it.
Wow.
And I think if ideally Schwarber's like a four-year deal, 30-ish, 31, 32, who knows where this market's going to go. If it takes 5 to get him right back here, I think they'll do it. And if you get 2 good ones out of JT and 4 good ones out of Schwarber, that's kind of the way the game works. Everybody gets that extra year, and you take what you can get, and they're going to take a shot at winning this thing in the next few years. But I feel pretty confident that they're going to get something done with both guys because both of them like it here. And don't underestimate the return of Kevin Long, the hitting coach, as it pertains to Kyle Schwarber's desire to stay. And his desire to stay is strong to begin with, but that's his guy. That's the guy who helped turn around his career.
Okay.
And I think Kevin Long recently, just recently, got like a 3-year contract extension. To me, that's all part of the calculus in retaining Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, that's an interesting nugget he threw in there with the Kevin Long thing. All right,
you're losing that $4, buddy.
Salisbury confident here that he's coming back, which I think ultimately Schwarber's going to be a Philly, but I take the Mets always seriously with this owner. And let's hear from Steve Phillips, former MLB GM, now on MLB Network, talking about the Reds thing. The Reds thing it's been a full court press. This feels like recruiting, what
it's
is
cute.
Going on with the Reds. And I hope that's what we say in a week. It was cute when they didn't get him. But they are pushing. Here's Phillips talking about the Reds and Schwarber.
I think there's a good chance he could end up somewhere else. I mean, I think it's going to come down to who's willing to give him the extra year. He's going to play at 33 next season. And so, you know, nobody wants to go more than 4 years. He's going to want the fifth year, and somebody's going to have to do it. I think this is the time and place for the Cincinnati Reds. If it takes the fifth year, give it to him. Here, you're never going to be in a better position in this time and moment and this place to have a window to win. Everybody would love to have the young starting pitching that they have in Cincinnati right now. Affordable starting pitching. They've got a superstar in Ellie De La Cruz, but they need the aircraft carrier. They need that big bat. Ellie De La Cruz had 22 home runs. That's the most they had during the course of the season. Schwarber had 56. Spencer Steer hit 10 home runs after the All-Star break. That's the most anybody hit on their team. Schwarber hit 10 a month. I mean, this to me is like a no-brainer. He's from Middletown, Ohio. You got Terry Francona as your manager. This is the time and place to go beyond what you've been willing to do or where you're comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Reds are going to seriously try to get him. It's a matter of can they come up with the money. I mean,
yeah, they can't.
Hugh, what do you? I mean, you live this. You around the same age as Schwarber. You were a free agent playing here, and you got the free agency, and you ended up in Jacksonville.
Yeah, it all depends. Well, and this is the
you
thing.
Said that with a lot.
Well, yeah. It's to me, it's very similar. Like it's like what? Who would leave Philadelphia to go to the Jaguars? Who would leave the Phillies to go to the Reds? But you did this.
But and here's the thing. I think it's and I'm just reading the tease. I don't know what Kyler's going to do, but I feel like there's probably a pull to be closer to home. You know, that Midwest feel, like Philadelphia feels at times, like the Midwest.
Midwest feel, just stay here.
Yeah, I feel like the dad rolling the pops out to throw out the pitch to his son.
That was
tugging on the heartstrings type
league.
Deal. I think there's a chance that he's going to go to Cincinnati. I don't think he's coming back to Philly. I don't think he's coming back to Philly. And I think there's a strong chance he could go to Cincinnati.
All right. Do you think the Phillies are ready for Plan B? Like, this could happen quick. Like, Monday we're here and he just goes to the Mets or the Reds. They better be ready.
They're reporting that they're interested in Bellinger stuff. They're looking at other outfielders.
I would love Cody Bellinger. I think Cody Bellinger's underrated at this point.
I would like Schwarber and Bellinger. That'd be great.
Well, then we're talking. Yeah. That would be. Yeah, but if he does walk, Bellinger would be the first thing I would go after because he could play defense, he could play the outfield really well, and he can hit.
Yeah.
I'd be in on that.
By the way, like the Jags and Eagles are in a salary cap league.
Yeah.
Like they are both, you know, like the Phillies are operating under a different payroll than the Cincinnati Reds are. I think it's a lot different than NFL free agency. And by the way, Hugh's decision to go to Jacksonville was following the most money. The Phillies have more money than the Reds.
Yeah, I am wondering, though, I can't wait to hear the reporting on what the first offer is. Like, do the Phillies want to win this right away, or are they just going to go in with the same offer as the Reds, the same offer as the Mets, and then they'll go from there?
You know what the unfortunate thing? I think in a situation like this, you never want to be the one to set the market.
That's why
you're also a team where, you know, they're going to try to tug on the fact that he's from the Midwest.
They've been trying since the season when they rolled his dad out.
And they're probably trying to strategically put themselves in position to give him what he wants.
Yeah.
Well, so it just all depends on where he is as far as, you know, money, being home, how much. Because I don't know where he lives. Does he live in Ohio in off season?
I don't know. The other thing to factor into this, I don't think he's ever gone through a real free agency. He was DFA'd by the Cubs. He took a one-year deal with the Nats. Then when he signed here, remember that was the lockout year. Like, he's never done the be wind and dined.
Like a bidding war and all that,
I'm sure every player wants that at some point. So maybe he's going to enjoy this for a week before he makes the decision. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you worried about Schwarber actually walking? I mean, this thing could heat up pretty quickly here with the winter meetings. And the Eagles, would you sign up right now for 3-2? Of course I would. I'm not rolling the dice with this the next 5 weeks. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
All right. One, Aaron from San Diego is nauseating. Get that out of the way. He can add me to his list of people that don't like him.
Okay.
I think the Phillies will keep Schwarber. Look, the Reds are a team that are probably going to lose De La Cruz to free agency when he's up for it because they won't pay anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see them paying Schwarber and then still have to pay him in a year or two. Or whatever it is.
Yeah, that will probably limit if they. Yeah, those kind of teams could usually sign one guy, right? They'll have one, $100 million player. Yep.
And Schwarber's going to set the market. That's the way it's going to play out, I think. Joe, I'm with you. I want 3-2. I'm fine. Hugh, look, I understand you almost all the time, but today I'm totally confused. Kyle's out of the picture because he threw in the towel.
Yeah.
He doesn't matter right now.
Well, Tuesday.
I picked it back up.
It's a different Kyle Tuesday versus Friday. We know that by now. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And Hugh, please don't yell at me because I've already been yelled at once by somebody.
I'm not going to yell at you, but let me see if I can help you out, Jeff.
Okay, so here's the thing. This is what confuses me. On one hand, you told one caller and maybe Joe that there's no way the Eagles are going to make the Super Bowl as presently constituted.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, you're saying play the string out or play it out. Does that mean you want them to win 5-0 or go 4-1? I mean, we all want that. But realistically, how can we think that that's going to happen given the way they played the last month and a half?
Okay,
that's what I'm stuck on.
Okay,
that's
so right now, when I was talking about they're not going to make the Super Bowl, I meant the way that they look right now.
Yeah.
And in order to make it to the Super Bowl, they have to play better. Because see, Jeff, I believe that you still have the components, even though it doesn't look like it.
I do too.
To put it together to be a Super Bowl contender. So I'm still, like, in a nutshell, I'm still holding out hope that they can figure this out.
Because it starts with the Chargers.
It does start with the Chargers.
Right. Yeah.
And it's more about playing better in the last five games to get to the playoffs instead of hoping that we get into the playoffs. Because let's be honest, yesterday – a lot of people were happy about the Cowboys losing because that helped us out.
Yes!
I
chop
like,
one off that magic number!
For me, Jeff, it's more about being in control of my own destiny. You know, certain things I have no control over. Like, I don't have control over the Cowboys or whatever they do, but I can control this.
Right. Yeah.
So that's where I was coming from.
So I still expect them to make the playoffs, but maybe my reasoning is because going 4-1 is kind of tough, so I really struggle with the fact that they could beat the Bills in Buffalo. That's going to be tough. And what if we get down to the last game and nothing matters against the Commanders? You know, that's where I'm at. Like,
I mean, that's fair. That's fair.
A better chance they go 3-2 than they go 4-1.
But let me say this though, Jeff. Like, okay, say we are in that scenario. Say if we are in the scenario where we have the last game, we don't have to play.
Got it locked up. Right.
Do you feel comfortable enough with this offense to allow that to happen, knowing how this offense is played all year long?
So it's a good question, but then, I mean, if we get there, it's going to be a debate between, rust versus extra work. But that bye, I mean, guys, last year, remember, the debate was, let's Saquon play versus rest everyone the last week. So that was kind of our bye week because we didn't get a bye week. I think that mattered. Jeff, if we get to that scenario, if we win the next three, lose in Buffalo, and then the last week doesn't matter. They're kind of locked into the three. I would love to create a de facto bye week. I think that would help.
Health and availability is our best friend right now, and we might need that. That might be the scenario when we get there.
Well, and also the team we might play. Let's say we're the three seed, and Jeff, good phone call. Like where the six is, I don't know, San Francisco or the Bears or the Lions or whatever. They might be playing for their lives the last week while we're sitting and resting. I mean that. I will take that. So, Hugh, I understand your point on controlling your own destiny. What last night did is let us control our own destiny to a reasonable degree. Right? With the Cowboys losing, 3-2 from the Eagles now clinches it. If the Cowboys won out, we had to win almost every game.
I like that scenario better.
Ooh, no.
Because, Joe, I look at it like this. We have been, this whole season, if you're being honest with yourself, we've been hoping to see something we haven't seen.
I know.
Every week.
So I've accepted we're not getting it.
No, but I have not. Because that's not – the hoping we're going to see something every week is not going to get us to the Super Bowl. That's a fact. Whether we want to sit here and believe that or not, whether we want to wear the green glasses or not, that's not the way I want to live. And that's the main reason why I said I want Dallas to win, because now that puts even more pressure on you to go out there and do what you've been talking about doing all year long. Mm. See, that's what I'm saying. The mentality is different. It feels like we're just happy to be here. I want to dominate. And in order to dominate, I have to be better, and I have to do better.
But in order to do anything in the playoffs, you got to get there. And 3-2 gets us there.
In the position that we're in now, this ain't like I'm talking about the beginning of the season. We're in the throes of this, and we are in control with these last five games of how it goes.
3-2.
But when you say it like that, you're just hoping, okay, and now you got cats out there looking at the schedule trying to figure out which three games we could get. Oh, we can get. Like, that's not the way that I want to go into
but
this.
I guess I'm at the point I've accepted that the normal Eagles game is going to end up 20-17. Like, most weeks. Now, forget the Raiders. The Raiders are terrible. But I just accepted that the rest of the season, if that's five more weeks, if it's 6, 7, 8, 9, or we're in Santa Clara, the game is going to be 20-17. And guess what happens in 20-17 games? Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, right? It's a toss-up game. I don't think we're good enough this year on offense to blow most teams out. And I think we're good enough, just overall roster-wise, that no matter who we play, we're probably going to kind of be in the game. So when you're when I've accepted that, then I'm going to take 3-2. I'm going to take away the risk, and let's get to the playoffs and take our chances. We can win a few 20-17 games and make a run. Chris in Middletown, what's up?
Good morning, men.
Good morning, Chris.
You, Kyle. Casper, the friendly ghost. How are you guys doing today?
We're good.
Hey, what's
we're
going
good.
On?
Just trying to work through things.
Listen, before I get to you there, mm-hmm. Casper, let me tell you something, Aaron. You know, when you call in, you're always out of breath. It reminds me of Daryl Morey. Like, remember he used to call in all the time and we're like, what is this guy
yeah,
doing?
Yeah, when he goes to his press conference, it's like he was just on the treadmill or something before. Yeah, I worry about Morey sometimes.
Aaron's the same way. He's always out of breath. And then, you know, listening to him when he start whining about Cinnamon Ken, it just reminded me of Spike crying about Embiid. Like, I mean, it was mirrored each other. So, Aaron, listen, friendly advice to you. Put the meatballs down and pick up the salad. All right? Now, Joe, yesterday you went from being strong with a winner's mentality and standing on business. Mm-hmm. Today, you know, you're back to being a coward without a spine. And just like, you know, the water's rising, you turned into Hugh running for the hills. Like,
no, you guys want style points. I just want to get to the finish line.
No, you sound like a damn female dog with this mentality, okay? So, you know what? You want to play it safe. Listen, Joe, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, everybody out there listening, playing it safe in life gets you nowhere. Hugh Douglas did not play it safe in life to get to the NFL. That's why he's okay rising up to the challenge of adversity in life.
You say this. This guy makes $2 bets.
Kyle didn't grow that thing on his flip without playing it safe. Okay? So listen, you know, you got to seriously get it together, okay?
Nope.
You know, when you hit adversity, you rise to the challenge. You want the challenge, okay? You don't sit back and go, oh, I want to save my way into the playoffs, and then, you know, we'll probably lose, but that's okay. No, that's a loser.
I didn't say that. I just want to make it.
That's what a loser is. That's exactly what you said. I want to play it safe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I need security in my life. Stop it, okay? Listen.
Just because I accept risks, things, just because I can accept... You guys just are ignoring the chance that they fall apart.
No, okay. Just stop.
No, I'm not ignoring it.
No,
if they die, they die.
I mean, yeah.
When Joe, and listen, here's what happens. You know what? Let's be honest about this, Joe. Being a coward and playing it safe gets you nowhere in life. Playing it safe gets you living in your mom's basement, complaining on every day going on YouTube and tweeting about sports talk people. That's what playing it safe is. They're an example of playing it safe.
People.
You turn into a loser. So you know what? Don't play it safe in life, people. Get out there. Take the challenges head on. Take the challenge. Mm-hmm. Rise up to it. Don't be afraid of
Eagles
it.
Chant, Chris.
Stare adversity in the face and push through it. And you know what? I know what's in Hugh's stocking. It's low T Jillian. Have a good day.
Oh. All right, Chris. Appreciate it. No, I'm not in the stocking. No, I'm not in the stocking today, so I dropped my coffee here. All right, 215-592.
I wanted the Eagles chant. That felt like it was...
It felt like on that Friday, like, I don't know.
I was about to give him the music. Mm.
There's no easy way.
There never is. All right. We got a lot to do here. The Schwarber stuff. Do you expect him to be back with the Phillies? Or are you worried that he's not going to be a Philly next year? Winter meetings start on Sunday. We also got to talk through this thing. Would you take 3-2 right now? Would you sign up? That clinches the division. It gives us a home playoff game, and away we go. Or do you want to roll the dice like Hugh Douglas over here with the rest of this Eagles season? Plus, we need to make an official ruling on if Hugh should get credit for his recent Darius Slay report. Really, are we calling it a report? All right, Slay was asked yesterday if he would have reported to the Eagles had they won the claim. His answer next, and we got to decide if Hugh Douglas deserves any credit whatsoever around here. It's a midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. You got to know, Hugh.
Know when to run. I have a count your money. Sitting at the table. You know what? I hate to make it as simple as this.
Yep.
But I'm not scared. I mean, that's the bottom line. And I think, you know, it's okay if 3-2 is makes you feel comfortable.
It makes me feel wonderful.
I'm not
3-2 right now with this offense.
I'm not afraid, because I look at it like this. Either you win or you lose. You know, because you have whatever this season is, whatever it is, however you want to talk about it, the Eagles have put themselves in this situation, right,
mm-hmm.
with their play, because your play speaks for itself. And when you talk about repeating and not doing, you know, not making it adamant about not wanting to talk about last year and things of that nature, mm-hmm. everything up until this point you had control over, and you still, your destiny is still laid out right in front of you. You have the pieces. You got the components. Put it together. You know, if it was easy, everybody would do it. That's a fact. And I was always told that if it was easy, everybody would play.
Sure.
And everybody doesn't play. So that's why, for me, the path that's the hardest is not that hard. It's not, because you were supposed to be preparing yourself for this. You were supposed to be the better team. When you looked at the landscape of the NFC, you were the best team talent-wise than everybody else. Haven't played to that point yet. Mm-mm. Haven't played like that.
Not on the offensive side.
Yeah, on the offensive side. Now the defense is leaking oil a little bit. Just did the injury report. Jalen Phillips has a concussion. Zach Bond has a hand injury.
Well, and Carter's obviously out
for a little bit. Yeah, and obviously Carter's out. But everything that you have strived for up until this year is still right ahead of you, and you could take it if you want to.
So we have been debating if we would just take 3-2, or, you know, you kind of play it out, and that could be 4-1, 5-0. It could be 2-3, 1-4. I mean, it could be a collapse. Without are what we would prefer. If you had to guess right now, what's their record, the final five? Because I would guess
4-1.
I would guess 3-2.
4-1.
Kyle, if you had to guess right now, not what you're signing up for, just if you had to just guess. Five games left, they win how many? The pause says it all.
I'll say 3.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah. I'm not here to be realistic, Joe.
Someone has to be around here. I know it is a Friday. All right. Speaking of realistic or delusional, depending on how you decide, Hugh Douglas, you are up for Eagles Insider of the Year, and it is time for us to assess whether this week you are a true insider or a true fraud. So you did report, I mean, on air. I mean, it was a big report,
right?
It
was hot.
It was hot in the streets. The
all
report.
On your own.
All on my own.
Cooked
no,
it up.
No assistance.
Because you are a trained Big J journalist, and Big you J. put out there that Darius Slay, what was it, sources say, reunion,
the
something?
Reunion. They are headed for a reunion.
We're heading for a reunion.
And it sounds like you were onto something, because the Eagles did put the claim in for Slay. Of course, the Bills won the claim. Slay is refusing to report to Buffalo.
He's like, nah.
Well, so let's hear it from Darius Slay, and then we kind of unpack what this all means. Darius Slay went on Manuel Acho and Shady's show, talking about the Buffalo claim, was would he have come here? You know, let's hear Shady and Acho talking to Slay about the whole situation.
You get claimed by the Buffalo Bills. Why didn't you report today?
Well, I mean, just because of the fact that, like I said, I'm in year 13, man. Honestly, my son is a senior in high school. He just finished his football. I miss a lot of that. You know, I had my child at 15, so now he's 18. So I miss a lot of bit of his football. I called a couple of games, Mike T. Thank you for that. He let me make it to a couple of those. So, and, you know, and I'm just like, man, I've been doing so much with football, man. I've always been an awesome dad, you know. So, but with me not being, you know, traveling different worlds and there, so I've been missing out on a lot of my kids' activities. So, shoot, man, mostly like a family decision, you know, kind of to it. So we just see how it go, though. But I'm going to take it day by day, And but yeah, man, I just got done leaving. I just left my son basketball game, man. I ain't seen him play basketball because last couple of times in Philly or whatever, I'm deep into the playoffs all into February. By that time, his season over with. So only thing, I don't get to catch the good activity. So man, you know that weighs on me heavy. And so that was a big thing with me.
All right, so Hugh, that was interesting to hear because it's when I heard that, I heard a guy that might just be done, right? He just got to be home for a few days and realized
real reflective.
Yeah, I've missed much over the years, and now that's great. He got to watch his son play football and basketball and all that. But if he comes back to any team, including the Eagles, he's back out of the house again, right? So that's he was reflective. All right, he was then asked directly, so you're not going to Buffalo. What if it was the Eagles that won the claim? Would you have shown up? The answer here goes a long way to decide if Hugh is an insider or a fraud. Let's hear this.
If the Philadelphia Eagles would have claimed you, would you have been there today? Don't lie to me, Slade. You can lie to them. Don't lie to me.
Oh, man. We know. We don't know, man. We'll see, though.
We don't know. It's crazy.
Stop. Slade, you don't lie in the speakeasy. One of the biggest rules of the speakeasy is we don't tell no lies. I will ask you the question again. Have the Philadelphia Eagles claimed you, would you have been there today?
I don't know, really. I honestly don't know, man. I'm just telling you because the fact of, like I said, man, I had a real big impact with my kid, man. Like I said, me and my oldest son, man, we've been going through the wars together.
Yeah.
You know, since Pee-wee's and I.
How old is the oldest, for clarity?
18.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this was his senior year of football. He just got doing basketball. And my youngest, my middle one, he just got done. I just left his game.
And
it just felt good to be there. You know what I'm saying? It felt good for me to be there. So it would have been a hard time, you know, to think about it. But, you know, hey, Philly is my second home. You know, I don't know how that would have hit, if that would have hit. But when I got home the other day, I'm like, shoot, boy, this feels good, too good that we got the crib.
Hugh, what do you make of it?
He would have came. He didn't want to answer that because it's still... Because
he's still on the Bills, technically?
Yeah, because it's like you got to... I don't know the procedure for that, but he would have came. No question about that.
So the only procedure now is if they let him go, right? If they... Yeah. I don't know how... I don't know the wording of it. If they just, like, release the claim or give up their rights to him. I mean, they could let him go, and then he could... He's a free agent. He could sign anywhere he wants. Well,
if he wants... If, like, his true desire is to come to Philly, I mean, his agent's Rosenhaus. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Big Drew Road. Yeah.
So, like, if Buffalo wants to remain in good standing, don't they kind of have to honor that?
They could do him a favor. Yeah, they could do him a favor. Mm-hmm. They could. Also, but, I mean, this has to impact it. They're going to play the Eagles in a few weeks. Yeah, I mean, they obviously think he's good enough to help.
Yeah.
So why would they want to give him to an opponent that they're going to play in a few weeks?
I will say, though, I think if we're determining whether he was a fraud or an insider.
Which is the whole point of the segment.
Correct. I think insider. I mean, look.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I think the key here is the wording of Hugh's tweet.
Yeah,
he didn't say the Eagles are going to sign Darius Slay.
Headed for a reunion.
They were heading for a reunion.
And they
that technically
it just came to a halt.
Yeah, I do agree that he probably, even if he was going to come to the Eagles if they claimed him, he couldn't say it there publicly. Yeah. That would have been a big deal.
They were heading there.
Yeah.
I mean, they were. His report was true. Okay. I think they put a claim in.
That puts me in the lead.
I agree.
I think that puts me in the lead.
Okay, I'm conflicted because I generally agree with both of you, but I did vote fraud on the poll. So.
Well, I did too. I did too, for sure.
Okay. That's what friends are for.
I think insider. I voted fraud.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I'm on the same page. So right now you're running at 57% fraud, 43% Eagles insider. Hmm. Well, those must be the people that are upset at some of the
you
other
think
reports.
2 weeks ago before the Dak thing?
What do you mean the Dak thing?
It's going to take a few months for people to get over that one.
What do you mean the Dak thing? What is the Dak thing?
You know what the Dak thing is.
What is the Dak thing?
You know what you did.
Yeah, it was like, you know how I privately wondered a couple days ago what McKee would look like running the
offense?
You privately wondered.
So, you publicly wondered.
But that's no different than, who was that? We were talking the other night, and the hockey people were talking about somebody else being on the Flyers team if he was there.
Yeah, sure.
It's the same thing. Like, I don't understand.
People don't care.
Yeah, no, people don't listen.
that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, Hugh, I tried to trade Harper for Soto once. I mean, I'm not going to judge you, but you know, we know how people are. People get upset. Anyway, you could vote on that. 215-592-9494, fraud or insider. I do think the evidence this week points more to insider. Hugh Douglas, Eagles insider.
I totally agree.
Yeah, well, I mean, of course, you're going to agree. You want to win the award.
I want to win an award. I just want to go on their show and take my award and, you know, laugh in the face of the other pundits in this area and
You know what I need? If Hugh does win Eagles Inside of the Year, next training camp, you need to walk around with the whatever it is, a trophy, a pendant, whatever they have. Because think about all the people that cover Eagles training camp.
Yeah, and I'd be like the Eagles Inside of the Year.
They're the ones that are, I mean, they're the like actual day-to-day insiders. You just swoop in and steal the award.
And here's the thing. You're such a joke. And they'd be upset.
You can't rest on your laurels, though.
No, I do.
You need more reports. I mean, this thing runs for more months, like a few more months.
I need to figure it out, man.
We'll push him, yeah. I mean, Hugh, I told you, the winner of this is going to be the one that has the true story of what's going on with the offense.
Yeah, we're still working on it.
You got any scoops?
Well, you know, I had one, but Kyle keeps poo-pooing it. Sources tell me.
What are you talking about?
It's a good chance Kyle Swartz.
That's Phillies, man.
But it's still a scoop.
You don't know anything about the Phillies insider stuff.
Still a scoop. I know people.
You know Eagles insider stuff.
I know in Middletown. I've been there before.
You're out of the loop on the Phillies.
You don't know anything about the Phillies.
Yeah, that hurt a little bit.
I meant in terms of as an insider.
It reminded me of that phone call that we had a few years ago. Hugh, you don't know baseball.
Yeah, you don't know baseball, Douglas.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. All right, Ross at Glassboro thinks Hugh's the only one making sense here, so he gets to be on the phone lines with us. Hey, Ross.
Ross.
Keep saying whatever you want, Hugh. You don't know baseball.
There it is. Yeah, what's up, Ross?
Yeah, Uncle Hugh, man. I don't know what's going on with these cats, but Joe, when you say you want to take 3-2, you're signing up for it. That's your base.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Basically, you're basically saying you're throwing in the towel.
No, I'm not. 3-2 gets us to 11-6 and probably the 3 seed. How is that throwing in the towel?
Throwing in the towel is in you're signing up for it. Is in you don't want to play the games. You just want the record. I mean, give me 3 wins. I don't care. I don't want to watch the games. I just want the record.
Well, no, I want to watch. But what I'm doing is I'm protecting us, Ross. Because if we play the games, what if we go 2-3?
And then we lose the first playoff game and we're out.
Well, I didn't say they're going to lose the first playoff game. But what if we
play these games and play hard to earn the way into the playoffs, they got to play better, right?
That's so how that I'm way,
right. So if you make it, then you got a better chance of going. If you just say, oh, okay, well, we'll give up a couple games, whatever, your heart's not in it.
No, I'm just protecting us from the bottom falling out of this thing. 3-2 means they don't collapse.
I get that it's hypothetical and whatnot, but where I feel that he was coming from is saying if they don't make the playoffs, it's because they don't deserve it. If they do make it, it's because they played better, because this offense is not going to get anywhere in the postseason.
He gets it.
The way it's playing now.
He gets it.
I agree with that. Yeah, if the offense plays like this, Ross, they'll be one and done. I mean, it's very hard to win games against really good teams when you can't score more than 15 points. I think we all agree on that.
Yeah, the way I look at it is I feel like all this argument's been going on all season about what's the cause, what's the reason. I think it's two things. One, obviously the offensive line's not playing as well, and that's why the run game's not working, and that's why the pass game's not working. The other thing, and really I think the only other thing, is I feel like Jalen's being too protective of this. I feel like he's obsessed with not turning the ball over to the point where it's keeping him from, it's keeping him holding the ball longer. It's keeping him from taking any kind of chances. You know, when AJ's Twitter handle or something is always open, right? Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean, that's not because he's always open, literally. It's because even when he's not open, he's open.
And ironically, Ross, that's how Jalen used to treat him. Like that, a few years ago, that's the way it was, yeah.
He used to throw those 50-50 balls, and he doesn't anymore.
Yeah.
And the difference in offense is clear.
Oh, for sure. So, and I think you're right. I think you were right about the Jalen thing, that he has become, and Ross, good phone call. And I'm not saying this is all Jalen's fault. I mean, Sirianni and the strategy and the, but I do think they've become too obsessed with the turnover thing. Like, we can never, and not that you want to turn the ball over, but Hugh, there also has to be like, you can't make a shot if you don't take a shot, right? You can't move the ball if you don't throw the ball. You can't. I do think it's become, it's almost become too much. Like, we're just too risk averse, and then we don't score any points.
Yeah, but we have to do something, Joe. In order for me, or in order for this team to get better, they have to take chances. And that, to me, is the whole premise behind me feeling the way that I felt yesterday when I said, let the Cowboys win. Because, but listen to why, Joe, because now it puts more pressure on us to have to do better. Because let's be honest. This is where Eagle fans need to have a come to Jesus moment. Because we sit here and we've lied to ourselves every week about what this team was. Oh, they're going to beat the team 38 or something. We've barely squeaked past.
It's time to stop lying.
We're arrogant. We've been rolling our helmets out there because we're the Philadelphia Eagles and hoping for the best. Sometimes you need that pressure to help bring out the best of you. And that's why that was the whole premise. Let them win and make it put more pressure on us, because now it becomes, hey, the Dallas Cowboys are breathing down our neck. Mm. How bad do you really want it? Because that's what we're talking about right now. And when you say stuff like, hey, I'll take 3-2, you're settling knowing that this team isn't that good. That's what I hear when I hear people say
that.
Well,
when I hear the other side, which is take our chances, the bottom could fall out.
And, Joe, if the bottom falls out, guess whose fault that is?
Theirs.
Because of what?
But there is risk to this. Like, guys, if the bottom falls out, we have major questions into the offseason.
And that's what we need to answer. How long? Like, here's the thing. And follow me on this, people. How long have we been dealing with this and it hasn't been addressed? Maybe it's time to address it. You know that analogy we like to use all the time? The parents are fighting, but they're trying to stay together for the kids?
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to go our separate ways. Maybe we need to see the ugly part so that we can get past it.
A divorce around the holidays?
No, I'm just saying. No, but what I'm saying is this.
Come on.
When I hear Eagle fans, especially when they get mad at me, why are you being such a hater? Why are you talking about this? No, because we all see it, and I just find it surprising that it, you being a diehard Eagle fan, you're scared to talk about it.
I'm not scared to talk about it. But
I know you're not, but they are.
I guess the only way I could say it is, I don't think they're going to go 5-0 in real life. So I'm going to accept a 3-2. Let's do our best to piece this thing together, get in the playoffs, and take our shot. We're going to have a home playoff game to start. I do think the top of the NFC is a little bit more vulnerable than in most years. I don't think the Rams are unbeatable. The Packers are probably going to be the 2 seed. I think they're going to take over the division over the Bears. I mean, the Eagles already beat those teams. So get in. Let's make this happen. And away we go. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Mario, Northeast Philly. What's up, Mario?
Yo, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, Mario. What's up, pal?
All right. Hey, Joe, man, I'm usually rocking with you, man, but you talking that cluster talk with that 3-2 talk. I can't ride with that, man. I'm like you. You put it all out on the line. If they make it, they deserve to go. If not, then that is what it is. But I honestly see the Eagles, if they don't play right and start getting it together, they'll beat the Chargers. But I see them going like 2-3. And that last game going to count if they don't get things together and start playing like they supposed to be playing. And on the Kyle thing, Kyle's gone. If you've seen the last interview at the end of the season, what he was saying in his body language said it all. He knew he wasn't coming back. That's why he's kind of teary-eyed and crying and all that. So I think he's going.
You know, I hadn't thought about that in a while, Mary. He was very emotional. He did sound like someone who was at least unsure if he was coming back. He did not sound like he knew he was coming back here.
Right, right, right. And one more thing. Hey, y'all better act like y'all know. Y'all must have forgot. He was the insider. He the plug up at the station. He know what's going on.
Try to tell him. Down
for the Eagles.
They ain't listening, Hugh. I told
y'all try to tell them to listen to you, dog. They don't listen.
Now,
he's
going to
be a Philly.
We stop listening.
Y'all have a good weekend, man.
Hey, you too, man.
You got it, Mary. Have a great weekend. Listen to Hugh. I mean, what are we supposed to every day?
I will say
for four
this.
4 hours?
I will say this. Don't listen to me all the time, because sometimes when I workshop some of this stuff, it's a little bit off the wall. But when it comes to football, I mean, I'm pretty plugged in. I mean, I'm the inside. I'm trending towards the inside of the year.
Trending.
I mean, I'm trending towards that way.
And Hugh Douglas just keeps working.
I'm telling you, man, it's one of those things, because I have vision, and mm-hmm. this third eye.
Yeah.
Has been working overtime. Now, I know it's a lot of times I say stuff that incenses a lot of people. They get upset.
Yeah.
But y'all need to get out y'all feelings, because I'm just dropping this knowledge.
What would you say is more likely, that you win Eagles Insider of the Year or the Eagles win the Super Bowl?
Damn, Joe.
Just a question.
I would say for the sake of my love of the team, they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're screwed, buddy. You're not. I mean,
yeah, I'm gonna go
just, yeah, there's too much time between now and
so you think the Eagles are more likely to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Well, that's less faith in Hugh. You don't think he can break another big story?
It's just that you put together a bad what if.
I don't think you have another one in you.
It's a bad what if.
Are you kidding me?
There's at least one great outcome. How is that a bad what if? You're either Eagles inside of the year or they win the Super Bowl again.
Let's see it then.
Okay, we'll figure it out. We think I figure one out.
Come on, big guy.
All right, let's go to Cowboy Jim, licking his wounds from a big loss last night. What's up, Jim?
First of all, Charger Aaron at SoFi on Monday night.
Oh, boy.
Is there an elevator to the 700 level? And can I get Grubhub delivered to my 700 level seats? And yes, seats. When I fly, I need two seats, so I need two seats when I get to SoFi.
Sounds like you took exception to the spray tan comment.
I don't know what he's talking about.
This call on call of crime has devolved into something crazy.
Sure has.
Yeah, I mean, he did say something smart. I mean, Cinnamon Ken is pretty boring. But anyway, Joe and Hugh, listen, I predicted the Cowboys would go 2-3. So that's very impressive for the 12 days. And they will win the next four games and go 10-6-1.
Wonderful.
I predicted 11-6. Okay. Make the playoffs or not. But I think the Eagles are going to fold. I think even when the Raiders come in, I think the Raiders are coming in with guys that want a job next year. And
oh, stop, Jim. The Raiders are horrendous.
And the Giants and the Commanders, listen, those guys, they're coming in there to win.
I know.
They're going to play really hard.
Well, yeah, the Commanders are going to beat the Cowboys on Christmas. I mean, that's going to end your season. That'll be the last one.
Stop with your nonsense. Listen, it's all about you. Listen, we're right behind you. We're coming up behind you. So you're going to lose even
just
more.
Just lost
sleep,
last night. You gave up 40 points to a team without
Joe, in 12 days we played the Eagles, the Chiefs, and the Lions.
Stop.
Okay, we moved the ball well. Yeah, two interceptions by Dak isn't good, and five sacks isn't good. But it's 12 days. And we had to go to Detroit.
Didn't Detroit have to play the same amount of games in the same amount of days?
Go put your Lions jersey on and go suck your thumb. Bye.
Well, I was a big Lions fan last night, of course. Yeah, Jim's going through his emotions today because he realizes the Cowboys, that was a big loss for them last night.
Yeah, that was a tough – it was a good game, though. It was a good game. And it was funny because it was a back-and-forth affair,
mm-hmm.
and the Cowboys made it interesting down the stretch. It really did.
Well, every time they got to within three, the Lions pushed it back to 10. It was a really good game. It absolutely was. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. We got a lot to do here. Rest of the show. Remember, when you hear the sounder, Hugh's Holiday Stocking, we have a big-time prize you can win today and be automatically entered for the qualifying prize. So keep listening. When you hear the sounder for Hugh's Holiday Stocking, call in, and you'll have a chance to play to figure out what the heck is in Hugh's Holiday Stocking today. Yesterday, of course, it was Frank Sinatra. So we will get to that. As the show goes along later on, we'll get to guess the takes for week 14 in the NFL, you people. And we got to talk about what Jalen Hurts said yesterday, because he was asked by another candidate for Eagles Insider of the Year, Elliot Shore Parks, directly about those reports we've talked about this week about him not wanting to run as much anymore. We'll get to that next. How Jalen Hurts responded. I thought his response yesterday was quite interesting. Not so much the the idea of it, but just how he responded to Elliott when asked about those reports with him not wanting to run anymore. You'll hear from Joe and Hurstex. We'll get to everyone's phone calls. Schwarber, are you worried he's going to leave? And would you sign up for 3-2 right now for the Philadelphia Eagles in the last five games? I would sign up for 3-2 in a heartbeat. I'm not rolling the dice like high roller Hugh over here. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.